you guys can't go now. It's the best part. I called the pizza dude.
All right.
Okay, well, that just about does it. This has been BLT, filling in for Erwin. Thank you, listeners. Happy New Year's. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for 7 Second Delay.
So we don't have Dan with us.
No, Dan has gone off to bigger and better things.
You know why I had to let him go?
Why?
Because I was at this Passover dinner.
A Seder?
I'm sorry?
A Seder.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, I was at this Passover thing, and one of the old Jews there started telling the story.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out, I didn't get all the details. You know, I bring a book with me to the Seder. I bring a magazine. I had Entertainment Weekly.
To the what?
To the thing. But so I was half listening to the old Jew, and apparently the Egyptians, I didn't get the whole story, but apparently they enslaved us years and years ago,
mm-hmm.
made us carry mortar and brick, built it into some sort of pyramid shape, some kind of pyramid scheme or something going on.
That's not the story I heard.
Well, this is the story I heard from the old Jew, who seemed to know what he was talking about. He even fielded some questions, the younger kids. There was apparently a Q&A, and the younger kids had some questions. Anyway, next time I saw Dan, our Egyptian phone screener, I sort of expected an apology. I asked for an apology for this for these years of bondage.
And one was not forthcoming?
No. Hmm. No.
Well, maybe it's because he heard the story that I heard.
What was that?
Which is that the Egyptians, just, you know, lazed around poolside while the Jews communicated with the aliens who built the pyramids.
Yeah.
The Jews were the middlemen.
Huh.
So that's not, you know, I mean, if you're going to enslave me to turn me into a middleman, I could do a lot worse.
They probably pocketed most of the money. Like they paid the aliens, you know, just minimum wage.
Well,
probably what happened.
Right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Dan and I got into this big brouhaha. You enslaved our people. You made us build the pyramids. You killed our Lord. You know, it was one of those horrible, horrible fights. And he's not with us.
So we don't have a phone screener anymore.
No.
You drove our phone screener away.
It wasn't me. Just a little apology. Sorry I enslaved your people.
So this guy Dan, who is coming in and screening our calls for free.
Yeah.
That's
the least he can do.
For many months, was so insulted.
Okay, okay, that's true. He did come in an hour a week. But weigh that against 400 years of servitude. I'm sorry. I still am owed an apology.
But,
and,
you know, he's...
And $100. I was asking for an apology and $100 cash. That's nothing! 400 years of servitude. That's nothing.
But
I was letting him get off so lightly.
You are not enslaved. And he is not responsible for your ancestors being enslaved.
Yeah. Oh, you've been talking to Dan. Believe me, I heard that from Dan. Not exactly in those words. Anyway, we're without a call screener. May this show succeed while the shows of my little buddies fail, yet may I always be perceived as a team player.
Amen.
Amen. So we need an idea that doesn't require calls coming in.
Well, that's why I brought the phone book.
Because I'm scared of our listeners. I need someone between me and them.
Not as scared as they are of you, believe me.
Yeah, we both appreciate the buffer. So you know what people love, though, when you and I go head-to-head in our little meaningless, trivial, humiliating little contest?
Yeah. Well, we have calls anyway.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the air. Oh, they hung up. See, that's how
they were scared. I know. They thought they'd get to Dan.
They were just testing to see if we were telling the truth about no call screener.
Yeah, we don't have a call screener.
Yeah, here's somebody else testing the system. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Ken.
Yeah.
I want Dan's job.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you.
Okay.
I would
say
love
no
that.
More.
I want that job.
He speaks English. And he seems to know how to operate a telephone.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the most important criteria.
Are you an Egyptian?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, what's your name?
My name's Randy. Ken, you know me.
Oh, Randy. Okay, now here's the most important criteria. Are you willing to subject yourself to Andy's abuse?
I love Andy.
On the air week after week after week.
Do you know this fellow?
Yes, I know.
Is he a volunteer?
Oh, you mean Andy Breckman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now, Randy?
Yes.
Would you be able to make it every Wednesday between 6 and 7?
I sure can.
Okay.
All right. Just remember.
You've got the gig. Now it's official that this guy volunteered and knows that there could be some choppy waters ahead.
Really?
Well, let's actually review what you've done to each of the phone screeners. First of all, Dan, you abused his Egyptian heritage repeatedly. That was the thing with him.
But he's an Egyptian.
Right. Hey, Scott, when Scott was our phone screener, the thing that you abused him about is you made him out to be a child molester.
Ken?
Yeah.
Does Andy have a problem that I'm Polish?
He probably does.
Well,
knowing Andy.
What problem could I have of you being Polish?
You're
proud. It's a proud and noble race.
When Stork,
a race to be proud of.
When Stork was our phone screener, he relentlessly harped on Stork's alleged masturbation habit.
Ah.
Okay, not as bad as child molester.
Right. No.
When Eric was our phone screener, actually Eric had it easy because you made Eric out to be very well endowed.
Oh, yeah, like he was raising money for a penile reduction operation.
So these are the things.
No.
This is just an example, Randy, of what you might be in store for.
But I can't
I can stand it for about 10 minutes.
No, but I can't think of anything I could possibly harp on a Polish phone screener about. I can't think of anything. My mind's a complete blank.
Nothing.
Okay.
I wish I could think of an angle, some sort of hook. To start needling this guy, but I can't. Polish call screener. Wait, let me think. I'm drawing a blank.
That's great.
No, I don't have any ideas. Oh, damn.
Come on, I'm not holding it against you, Andy, that you wrote for SNL. So,
that's appreciated.
Okay, Randy, we'll call you after the show.
Do we have Randy's phone number?
I do have his number.
Okay.
Hey, Randy, do you also do yard work?
I can mow lawns.
Okay. Fantastic.
All right.
After every Wednesday, after the show.
You guys have a great lawn there in Jersey City.
It's not our lawn.
No, I'd be bringing you home with me.
That was the other thing I didn't mention.
Yeah, to do a little yard work.
Well, the only thing I have a problem with is Jews, really, so I guess we're okay.
Okay, I don't think that's any problem. Wait a minute! I'm Jewish! Hey! Okay, we'll have to work on that. Damn, that's not fair. He has this advantage over me. I wish I could think of some way to tease a Polish call screener. I can't. Oh, damn. Just give me an angle, a hook.
I mean, you'd think me,
a comedy writer, would be able to come up with something. No, I can't. Shoot. Okay, thanks very much, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Randy.
Okay. I'll be there.
Fantastic.
Bye.
Maybe if he does come over to help with some yard work, he could also help my kids with their homework. They're very smart.
Yeah.
Damn.
You've got somebody else to deal with the compost pile, right?
Yeah, Dan.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, I fired him from this job, but not that job. Okay, so here's our idea for today. It has to be an outgoing idea because we don't have a call screener. So I'm almost afraid to say it.
I'm afraid to do it. So.
Okay, well, this idea is this. We will call, it will be Ken versus Andy. We will call people from the phone book, a cold call at random. Already this is trouble. And I will get a point every time the person who answers the phone says the word yes. And you will get a point every time they say the word no. Let the games begin. May the best man win.
What are the ground rules? The ground rules are...
The ground rules are...
You have to tell the person they're on the air.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. No beating around the bush.
Okay.
To be legal, you got to tell them right off the bat, as soon as whoever answers the phone, you got to tell them you are on the air.
And except for that, let's agree that there are no rules.
No, there are some more rules.
It's the Thunderdome.
No.
There are no rules.
No, beyond that...
Beyond that...
You can't lie to them.
Oh! You have taken the largest arrow out of my quiver. All right. I won't lie to them. After that, we're in the Thunderdome.
No, beyond that.
Oh!
There are more rules.
Yeah.
You cannot offer them goods or services, even if it's not a lie.
This is why when you were managing the Thunderdome, no one came.
That is not why no one came.
No. The battles that were held in your Thunderdome.
They built
Ken Whitman Thunderdome. They were so boring. You would come marching out and explain that 30 minutes of rules.
That is half the story, and you know it. They built me the Thunderdome. They didn't build me an exit. Was there an exit off the parkway? No, they forgot about the exit. How are people
Ken
supposed
Friedman Thunderdome. You are not allowed to hit in the face.
That was not the problem.
You are limited to 3 bungee jumps per fight. Duelist must.
That has nothing to do with the attendance record.
Duelist must wear their costumes at all times.
If they had just finished the
helmets,
exit.
Yeah.
I had a parking lot.
Look, it was your rule that killed the Thunderdome. Look, now it's under new management and it's doing fantastic business. Because the rule should be there are no rules. Okay, but I'll abide by your rules. You can't lie.
You can't lie and you can't offer goods or services.
Well, neither can you.
No, of okay, course then. Not. I know I'm going to lose this. You picked a game that you can win.
Why? Actually, according to my son, no is an easier word to get out of people than yes. Especially if they think that you're possibly...
We're calling Estelle.
Especially if they think that it could be a sales call. I mean, people are on guard when the phone rings.
Oh dear. I thought I was calling Estelle.
Huh.
Okay.
I mean, people are more apt to say no to anyone on the phone than yes. Aren't they sort of braced against...
Oh, I know what happened. Sorry.
Okay. Well, dial quickly because I feel a show tune coming. This is Estelle, huh?
Yeah.
You picked a woman and you hope, okay. Wait, what am I trying to make her say?
You're trying to make her say yes.
Does yeah count as yes?
Yes.
Does uh-huh count as yes?
Yes.
Does the word affirmative count as yes?
Yes.
Does the word elbow count as yes?
No.
In the Thunderdome, it would.
Not in my Thunderdome.
I know, your Thunderdome. Fights had to be over by 6:30 in the evening. It wasn't a real Thunderdome. You didn't even have lights. It had to be, you know, during the day. No night games. Okay. Let's let it ring 40 more times before we give up.
Okay.
Okay.
One.
Because she might be suffering some sort of cardiac seizure. And crawling toward the phone.
I believe that was 2.
No, that was 1.
No.
This is 2.
No, that's 3.
Hi, this is Stella. I'm not home at the moment, but if you leave your name and number...
Not home. That counts as no.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
Not?
Not!
Well, then she said bye-bye. There should be 2 yeses. It has a Y-E in it.
Oh.
What? Not?
Okay, no points. No points. Okay, fine.
But now, what did she set her answering machine on? Wait for 15 rings and then pick up?
Yeah.
That's why Stella has no friends.
Oh, jeez. I forgot who I dialed.
Okay, good. That makes it even more exciting.
It's Jerome.
Jerome. Okay, I get it. Okay,
you got to tell him he's on the air right away.
I have to write down the word yes. I swear to God, I'm going to forget what the word is. Okay. So we're both going to just talk at once?
No, we take turns.
What do you mean?
Right.
Well, maybe there were screening calls.
Oh, you want to start talking on the mission? No. Because you just leave these.
Yeah? What kind of messages do I leave? You can go to hell. I leave perfectly fine messages. Randy, Polish call screener. Think, Andy, think. Polish something. Aren't they known to be very cheap?
No.
The Poles?
No.
Polish. Think, Andy. Use all your comedy writing skills. Think, boy. Polish call screener.
I know that the country was carved up during World War II.
Yes.
Russia took part of it.
Yes, there's sort of a schizophrenic. Oh, hey, that Randy, he's
Germany,
schizophrenic.
Germany took part of it?
They're all schizophrenic there. Hey, you know what I heard? Randy's so schizophrenic. Last year he threw himself a surprise party. He's so schizophrenic. Our Polish schizophrenic. No, that's not right. That doesn't ring true.
Okay, now we're going to call William and Helen.
Oh, good. Oh, I hope I get Helen. I have a way with chicks. They dig me the most. Let's say if they're not home, we just go right to Visionary of the Week. We just roll tape.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Andy, and you're on the air. We're calling from a radio station, WFMU. Is this Helen?
Yes.
Helen, we're taking a little poll today, and we wonder if you have a minute. Do you have just 1 minute to take a poll? Because you're on the air right now. 1 minute.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, no, yeah, we're not selling anything. We're just asking your opinion about some cultural questions we have. But
we will need your credit card number. Would you be willing to give us your credit card number? No. Would you be willing to give us part of your credit card
number? Because you value your privacy, don't you?
That's right.
So privacy is very important to you.
Right.
Okay, thanks for answering the phone.
I'm sorry for disturbing you.
Wait, now, that's right?
You got four.
Wait, you're giving me that's right as a mark?
Yeah, I am giving you that.
I don't think so.
Okay, then you got three, and I got two.
Okay.
I'm amazed. I'm still in the running.
Wait, did you give me the two that when she first said her name?
Yeah, I actually gave you this yes.
That's exactly right. Okay.
I gave you two yes.
Well, your credit card thing is brilliant. You're going to do that again.
Yeah.
Shoot. Wait, I have to think of some kind of counter move. Hold on. Let's just pause and see if we can think of a more juvenile thing we could be doing.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
We could call...
we could make farting noises.
I have a CD upstairs of farting noises. I used it this morning on the air.
You know what?
So I've already been there.
So this is a step up for you today?
Yeah, this is a step up. You know what else we could do? We could do two bar calls, you know, like in The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
We could call a bar and ask for alcoholic.
Yeah. I actually have a CD of those.
Hmm.
Yeah, alcoholic.
Yeah.
Well, let's just keep going. It's 2-3. Oh, see, boy. I knew. I was right, though, that she assumed it was a sales call. And anyone getting a phone call these days from a stranger is into a negative mode.
Yeah, this is the time of night when the salespeople start calling.
Oh, man, how can I get around this?
Well, you make it clear that it's not a sales call.
Okay.
And that way, when I ask for their credit card,
I know.
They'll say no.
Shoot. All right. Now, let's just call. Look, you have a phone book in front of you. How can you have trouble finding a number? It's really all they have. Look, there's one over there in the phone book. Oh, wait, there's another one.
Yes, here is one.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Come to say yes. Think positive.
Daniel. We're calling Daniel.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hi. You're on the radio. We're a radio station, and you're on the air, and we're looking for Daniel.
He's not here.
Oh, is this his wife?
Yep.
Oh, hi. We're taking a little poll, and we're wondering if you can help us. Do you have just 10 seconds? You're on the radio right now.
What station?
It's WFMU.
WFMU, but we do first
Do you like the radio? This is not a sales call. I hate sales calls. You hate them too, I bet, right?
Yeah.
This is not one of those, thank God.
No, it's not a sales call,
Ken,
but
you're trying to make her crazy. My friend Ken is crazy. Do you have a friend who's always trying to make you laugh and say crazy things?
I don't think so.
Everybody does.
I just think that it's important, before we go any further, that you may be asked at some point during this call to give us part of your credit card number.
Oh, Ken,
would that be okay with you?
No.
Would it be
because
okay
you
if
value,
you gave us...
Because you value your privacy, am I right?
Yeah.
I hate those sales calls, don't you?
Where did you get our phone number?
Well, we just actually called it from random. You know what we're doing? We're asking people about what TV shows they like to watch. Do you have a TV set?
I do. I don't watch much TV, though.
Oh, do you watch TV? Like, would you say you watch at least 3 hours a week?
Probably.
So that would be, I'm sorry, you said, is that a no or a yes?
Yes.
That's a yes. And would you say you enjoy watching comedies on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah? And sometimes you probably enjoy watching some dramas on TV.
Right.
And sometimes you probably enjoy watching the news on TV.
Right.
And sometimes you probably enjoy watching the Oscar ceremonies on TV. Okay, and sometimes you probably enjoy watching some sporting events on TV.
Right.
Can I just ask you, are you enjoying this line of questioning?
No.
Are you enjoying it a little bit?
No.
Would you say that you dislike the line of questioning that you've had to endure so far?
Yes.
Yes.
That's
here.
A big yes. She dislikes it.
Well, first, let's remind you that you are on the air. This is not a sales call. If at any point we ask you to give us part...
No,
like
we're
last...
not a sales call. We're on
no,
the radio station.
No, it's not a sales call, but hypothetically speaking...
This is not...
If we were to ask you to
You want to continue with our survey, don't you?
I'm a little curious if you want.
You know what's actually happening? You know what's actually happening? It's a little contest we're having. I'm seeing how many times I can get you to say the word yes. And Uncle Ken is trying to make you say the word no. Don't you think that's so juvenile of us?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Don't you think?
You get another one.
Don't you think we're abusing? Don't you think we're abusing our radio station?
Certainly do.
I certainly do too. You would listen to a different station, wouldn't you?
I certainly would.
Exactly, because we're just making fools of ourselves, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes. That's a yes.
No, it's not.
All right, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for giving Andy a commanding lead. A 14-6 lead. You're not letting me talk.
Because I'm so damn loud. I'm louder. That's the only advantage I have.
And then I even reached over to turn your microphone off.
Yeah, that's
and I turned my mic off.
Oh, perfect. You're faster. You're smarter. But I'm louder. So it's an even race.
None of that matters. You're more shameless. That's the only thing that matters.
Exactly. I have no moral compass. Right. I used to have a moral compass, but it fell behind the sofa.
You start doing this, and I just feel bad. I just...
Exactly.
I feel bad. I feel embarrassed for myself. I feel embarrassed for WFMU.
These emotions, these human emotions you speak of, mean nothing to me. These shame and embarrassment. I that's why you mortals will be such an easy race to conquer.
If you recall,
yeah,
what we said we were going to do,
yeah,
is you would ask a question,
yeah,
and then I would ask a question.
Do you mean one question each?
Yes.
Well, what if I have a follow-up question like Sam Donaldson?
No, that's not what we discussed.
You know what's so funny?
You just ask question after question after question.
Yeah.
I start talking and you just shout me down.
Because I'm so loud. Okay. So what will be the new ground rule?
Rules are the next person we get on the air,
yeah,
we find out if they're willing to come to the Thunderdome. Not to compete. We don't tell them about the competition.
Just to buy a ticket and come?
Well, no. We'll have them there as a guest.
You know, they probably want to come to Old Timers Day. That's the most popular day at the Thunderdome.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's when Tina Turner comes
back. No, it's Gauntlet Day. Gauntlet Day last year was the most highly attended day.
Not when you ran it.
Well, when I ran it.
A 3:30 start.
Nobody could get there.
You have to wear your helmets. You have to wear your raincoats. There might be blood splattering. It's just no fun, all your rules. The Thunderdome should be. The only rule is there are no rules.
I was fine with the no rules rule. They just never finished the exit so that people could get there.
And when you're in the middle of a duel, you would suddenly call for intermission. Seven inning stretch.
What were people supposed to do? Just pull over to the shoulder and walk over this mound of dirt where the exit was supposed to be?
Hey, well, that's something you just should have taken up at Trenton. You didn't grease enough palms to get the exit off of the parkway, the Thunderdome exit.
I think it had something to do with Great Adventure. I think they were worried about the competition. Look, I'm convinced that it was.
And that's why your tenure at the Thunderdome was a failure.
All I'm saying is that it definitely had something to do with Great Adventure, with their lobbying efforts, why that exit never got completed.
And you made all the staff wear their stupid Thunderdome uniforms. It wasn't a real Thunderdome. Thunderdome should be nitty and gritty and down and dirty.
I never had the chance.
Yeah, you were enforcing all these anti-littering laws. All right. So, okay, the contest we do. So I'm winning. I think it's 28-7.
You have no experience. You've never tried to run a Thunderdome. You have no experience to speak from.
That's just common sense.
Oh, yes, common sense until all the garbage.
All your corporate sponsorships. It just was embarrassing. It's the Thunderdome.
Okay. Fine.
AT&T Night.
We're calling John.
Okay, John.
And we're going to alternate questions, right?
Yeah. Can I go first?
Sure.
Hi, you've reached 653-363.
Whoa. We can't have the number on the air. No.
All right.
That was John's wife, I guess, or girlfriend, leaving that message. He's lucky to have her.
Yep.
She sounds very efficient.
Shall we call Paul?
Sure.
Okay.
Unless he's a loser. Is there an asterisk next to his name?
No.
Because that indicates loser. Those new phone books are very helpful.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Let me talk first. You've started the last two.
Okay, I'll give you that advantage. Okay. You can serve.
Can't get to the phone right now.
Right. Where is everybody, Ken? Oh, I bet they have jobs. I've heard about people with jobs. No. I read an article. There was an article in the Times a couple of weeks ago.
About jobs?
Yeah. That people go to offices or workplaces, and they stay there all day. Oh, there's an article in the Times.
Get out!
In the style section. Oh, you got to read that section.
Everybody telecommutes now.
No.
Nobody goes to work anymore.
I'll name a couple people that don't telecommute. Paul and John. Last people we call them.
Okay.
So should we tell people what they've been missing if they're just tuning in?
Yeah, explain this hideous game to them.
Yeah, okay. We're calling people at random, and I'm trying to make them say yes, and Ken's trying to make them say no, and I'm winning. And Ken thinks it's because I was born without a moral compass. But I believe...
We're calling Peter.
Peter. That's a funny name for a boy.
No, it's a very common name.
Yeah, but it's funny. Oh, this is an answering machine. I'm just going to puke.
Very well. Let's call Denise.
Hello, this is Peter.
He sounds old. He's going to die before me. That makes me laugh. Well, I wonder if I can have his apartment.
What do you need his apartment for? You have a beautiful home with a swimming pool and a big TV.
I could always use a bigger TV. That's the great thing about TV.
Denise. And what? I get to serve.
Okay, you're serve. Are you dialing correctly? Are you pushing the numbers hard?
You know what it is? Everybody's hiding behind their answering machines because of people like us.
Because
of people like us.
No, because of they're trying to avoid obnoxious strangers bothering them at the dinner hour.
Oh, that's not us.
No, that's not us. No. We want to play yes versus no. No, that's not us. They're trying to avoid annoying strangers. Oh, if only they knew. If only they knew. Hey, Ken. Everyone we've called so far, I guess they're not listening to our show, because otherwise they'd pick up, right?
We're calling Michael now.
But like, if Michael was listening to the show, he'd hear the name Michael, and then he'd hear his phone ringing. So yes. I guess Michael's not listening to the show.
I guess not.
What are the odds of that? Calling 8 people and having them not be listening to the show.
Hi, no one's here to take your call.
Very, very good odds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you told me that everyone listens to our show. You said hardly anyone ever misses it.
I never said that.
Oh, it might have been a dream. No,
yeah, I think maybe it was a dream.
Oh, that wasn't you. That was my psychiatrist.
Okay, we're going to call Jennifer now.
Yeah, right. We're just going to speak to our answer machine. This is a disaster.
And whose idea was it?
Hello?
Hi, Jennifer?
Yes?
Hi, you're on the air. We're on WFMU. Is that okay with you to be on the air?
Okay.
Okay, that would be a yes?
Sure.
We're doing a survey about telemarketers tonight. Have you ever willingly given your credit card number to anyone calling you?
No, I haven't.
Because you don't like salespeople calling you and bothering you at home.
I don't.
Wait, I didn't phrase that right. You hate salespeople bothering you, correct?
Basically, yeah,
because you value your time alone at home and don't like to be bothered. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
If I were at any point during this call to ask you for your credit card number, would you willingly give it to me?
No, I wouldn't.
Because you know your credit card might be abused by some stranger. Is that right?
Yes.
Ken?
Have you ever given your credit card number to a telemarketer?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever bought anything by catalog over the phone?
Yes, I have.
And were you satisfied with that product when it arrived?
Yes.
Okay.
And if say, the Land's End catalog, a catalog that you've purchased an item from, if they were to call you and ask you to purchase something that you weren't interested in, would you be likely or not likely to purchase that product?
If I wasn't interested in it, no, I wouldn't.
No.
But if somebody called you and said you have won $500,000, you'd be very happy, though, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd be happy, 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 wouldn't you?
Yes.
Happy, 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 happy? Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Happy, 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 happy.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 right?
Yeah.
Oh, how happy would you be? Say, yes, 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 I bet. You'd go, they'd say, do you want to win $500,000? And what would you say?
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, you'd say, yes, 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 right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Jennifer. You've been very helpful.
Okay.
We thank you. Goodbye.
You know what's so funny about her? I believe that could have gone out. That could have gone out for 18 more hours. She was just with us. She was not going anywhere. We made her day. How did she get her own phone? She must have been like, what, 12?
Okay, I lose. I lose the game. Now can we do something else?
Sure. Hey, let's listen to more answering machines.
I mean, I couldn't even keep score. There were so many yeses coming.
I believe the score is 50. I was keeping score. 53-4 is the total.
Well, let's see. Before I finally keeled over, the score jumped up to 23-11.
Well, what else is there to do? We have 25 minutes. I'll do anything you want. I wish we had a Polish call screener.
We do. Randy.
Randy. He's going to be great.
Yes, Randy.
The creeps will not get past him.
No, they won't.
They could even try. We can invite creeps to try.
No, because he's Polish. You have to be pretty sharp to get one over someone of the Polish.
Yeah. You know, the only downside is, as a comedy writer, it's going to be pretty frustrating because I won't be able to think of a hook.
Right, right.
Kind of angle.
That's true.
Huh. Oh, man, maybe he's like peg-legged. Or maybe he has a wooden eye.
You could make fun of that.
Oh, I hope he has a wooden eye. Have you ever met him?
Yeah, I don't.
Wooden
think,
eye?
No, I don't think he has a wooden eye.
All right, I'll think of something.
You can make fun of something.
Maybe by next week he'll have a wooden eye.
I doubt it.
A man can hope. A man's got to have a dream.
See, now, I mean, this is no contest anymore.
Okay, let's think of two different words.
Okay.
Go ahead. Let's pick. How about colors? I'll take blue.
Oh.
Why, you wanted blue? That's a color you think I have some kind of advantage over? How about numbers? I'll take five. I'll take five.
Okay.
You take seven.
I'll take one.
Okay, I'll take five.
You get five.
Okay.
I get one.
Okay, let's go.
You're still going to beat me.
How? What will I say to get five out of it?
You have no shame. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the words are.
Okay.
This would be a contest if I could give you half of my shame.
Huh. Ooh, no. That would be a trick. Imagine if I came home with some shame. How would I ever argue with my wife?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I have the number five, and you have the number one.
Good
but
God.
But W-O-N does not count.
No, no.
It has to be the number one.
Yeah, the numeral one.
Okay, good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. I have no idea.
Okay. We're calling Brian.
Some other radio show is already talking to him.
Yeah, well, let's call another Brian.
Your phone book is listed alphabetically by first names?
Yeah.
See, I didn't think that. I can see the disadvantage to that. It's
please
good.
Please leave your message after the tone.
What did he say?
He was like a robot. He's an android.
Let's call another Brian.
See, I know it's good because sometimes you wake up and you want to talk to like someone named Tiffany or something, and that's a good phone book then. But for most of the time, I would think it would not be very helpful.
Yeah, people like you are so picky. I mean, eventually you will find the right Brian.
But sometimes you don't even know the person's first name.
You know, it's Brian.
No, but I mean, if you're looking up people, your first name phone book, I think, is just not worth the money, worth the trouble. Oh, there's a
It's worth the money, believe me.
All right, let's try to call... another Brian.
You've reached Brian Harley with
no.
Oh.
I don't like knowing their last names.
Me neither.
Yeah, it's scary.
Well, the real danger would be if he knew my last name. What are all these people doing tonight? It's a beautiful night.
They're probably out smelling the roses.
Yeah, no, they're just hiding behind their answering machines.
You think they're screening calls?
Because of all the obnoxious people who call around this time.
Oh, I hate them. Come on, let's call again. Yeah.
Okay.
Who are we calling now?
Larry.
Larry. That's a strange name for a boy. Larry. Larry's hiding behind...
It's called Gavin.
Gavin. Gavin's an unusual name because it's spelled the same way, backwards as forwards.
No. No, it's not.
Well, it's close.
No.
Yeah. There's a V.
Nivag.
Well, there's a V.
Nivag.
The V is the middle letter.
Nivag is not even close to Gavin. So I want to make Gavin say one.
I want to make Gavin say five. Do you have any plans?
Yes. I've got plans.
Oh, that's not fair.
Boy, do
that
I
is not fair because I don't have any plans. You have to give me your plan.
Oh.
Hey.
Well, he had an English accent.
He must have been so mad at his parents for giving him that English accent.
All right, let's call.
This is going swimming.
Let's call Robin.
Robin, yeah.
It's not WFMU's Robin, I hope.
Another name spelled the same backwards as forwards. I bet she gets teased all the time.
Are you sure that we want a phone screener named Randy? Because your name's Andy.
And how would that be a problem?
Andy, Randy.
Go ahead.
You know, you can just make fun of his name, you know.
Yeah, okay, I'll try.
Randy.
Hey, Randy. What's with that crazy, zany name of yours? This is going to be a problem. This is not working for me. Hey, what is that, a big capital R in front of your name? You stupid loser. The capital R person. Hey, you capital R schmuck. No, that's not, I don't see how it's going to.
No, Randy is a word. Besides being a name,
you
it
mean
also.
Randy means promiscuous?
Yeah.
Hey, Randy, I bet you have lots of girlfriends. Because you're so Randy. Oh, this is going to be great. I don't know what I was worried about. I am going to have a field day with Randy.
And we're calling Miriam.
Miriam.
Hello?
Hi, is Miriam home?
She's working. Who is this?
Oh, my name is Andy, and you're on the radio. We're calling from a radio station.
From a radio station?
Yes, it's WFMU. Do you have, and we're taking a little, we're asking people a question. Do you have, we're asking people about their hands.
About what?
Their hands. We're wondering how many fingers you have on your left hand. How many fingers does everybody have, I wonder?
Five.
Five. Okay, can I ask you real quick about your right hand?
Five.
And how about, very quickly, if you have a minute, a little poll we're taking. So far, you're exactly the average, the mean numbers. We're asking about left feet, number of toes.
Five.
Five, and approximate number of right feet, if you could help us out.
Five.
Five, thank you. Take it, Ken.
Thank you.
Whoa! He shoots, he scores. Swish, 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 swish. Oh, man. I am so lucky she wasn't a gimp. Oh, man, I lucked out.
Maybe,
what if she had said one?
Maybe it's somebody.
What if she had said one for the left hand? Oh,
boy.
You would have. I would have been humiliated, and you would have gotten the point. Oh, that would have been a nightmare.
But you got 4 points, so it doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
4 points. Yeah. Any quadruped you call, I have an angle on.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi. Hi.
We're having a contest. Can you help me out here? I'm going to name song titles, and you have to fill in the blank. Ready?
Where's this from?
This is WFMU, the radio station you just called.
W what?
W... What is it?
I don't know. It's W something.
I'm not interested. Thank you. Bye.
He called us.
Man, we are losers.
He called us.
We can't even keep you on the phone. Let's try again. You can serve.
You know why he called us?
Why?
Because we called him. I know what that call was.
Oh, I see. It's a star 69.
It's a star 69 or a caller ID. That's what that was.
Oh. We should have known.
Yeah.
Next time we'll know.
Well, I tried getting him to say
that. We could have said Brian. Hey, Brian. That would have freaked him out.
Yeah, you're right. We should just call Brian's from now on.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we always know if they star 69 us. We'll know who that is.
That's it. Only Brian's from here on in.
Okay.
Or how about just John's?
John's. What a wonderful world it would be.
Okay. John.
Okay. Oh, I wish our call screener was named John. I
oh,
and John joke.
Another way that John we'll know for sure.
John means crapper.
Does it?
Yeah. I'd call him Crapper. Crapper the call screener. But no, I got a Randy. Wait, so is this a John?
Yeah, it's a John.
Okay, it's your serve. The number is 1.
I can't do this.
You can do it. You can do it.
Somebody's at the door.
Hi, this is John.
Somebody's at our door?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably Citizen Kafka, right?
Hi, you're at the door. Hello? Oh, jeez.
Do you have to go down and let him in?
No.
Oh, you don't know who it is?
I don't know.
You might have let in a serial killer.
Oh, darn. Oh, I did let in a serial killer.
Oh, I hope he comes in.
Yeah, the serial killer light just went on.
Oh, that's bad
news.
See
that red light?
Yeah.
It says if this red light is on.
Hey, let's say if he stabs you first.
Please be sure to call and or page Ken immediately. It means a serial killer is on the premises.
Let's say if he has a gun, I get a point. And if he comes in with a knife, you get a point. Okay, who are we calling now?
Are you on the air? John. Brian.
Oh, that was another call?
I don't know.
It's going swimmingly well.
Yeah, it's going swimmingly well because you have no moral compass and you have no shame.
You know, I had a moral compass.
And
here's what happened.
You enjoy using people as props.
Yeah.
So this is the perfect game for you.
It is.
I care about people's feelings.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Where do you think you're going to go in this world, young man, until you outgrow that? I wish you could hear yourself sometimes.
I realize that pranks like this may have repercussions.
Huh. That's good, right?
No.
Oh, bad. Well, let's keep going then. To me, repercussions, icing on the cake.
I also like to delude myself into thinking that people are reasonably intelligent. And that if you call somebody up at random, they're not going to answer, how many fingers do you have on your left foot?
By the way,
silly me.
By the way, her answers were fit exactly the pattern from our other calls. In our survey, I actually see a real pattern developing.
I just want to point out
that... call! But this is just...
Felicia.
From 1 to 10, I give Felicia 5. Okay. Come on, Felicia. Come on, honey.
Why don't we just say if they don't pick up on the third ring, that's
I get a point.
You don't need any points.
If they don't pick up on the third ring, I get a point.
You're winning like 27-12.
Okay. How about if I'm winning every time when you review the score, I get a point.
This is Edward.
Okay. How about we say if Edward's home or not home, I get a point.
No.
Answering machine, I get a point.
Nope.
Damn. If Edward's first language is English, I get a point. Come on, Edward.
Hello.
Hi. Is Edward home?
Who's this?
My name's Andy, and you're on the air.
You're on the air.
You're on the radio. We're a radio station.
What radio?
WFMU. Do you listen to WFMU?
Not really.
Frequency is 91.1.
91.1.
Can you tell me again what the frequency is, please?
Well, we have a question for you today. We have 5 prizes to choose from. Which one would you like? $100?
We don't
$200?
Have any prizes. Oh, no. We do not have any prizes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I am not that young to answer any questions.
Okay. Oh, are you over the age of? Are you over the age of 25?
Would you say 80?
Oh, you're over 80.
Okay.
Wait, so is that just? I'm not very good with math. Is 80? Are you? How many years older are you than 75?
5 years.
Oh, 5 years. Oh, that's right. Wait a minute. No, is that right? I think it's 4 years, isn't it? Because 75. Wait a minute.
Andy's not too bright, ma'am.
No, how many years is it again?
I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. Stop kidding me.
No, just tell me again.
She's
it's five. That's right.
No,
it's five. Now, when you drive, do you keep to the speed limit, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
And what is the speed limit where you live?
60.
Oh, I thought it was, I thought it used to be a different number.
No, it used to be 55, but now it's 60.
No, I think
goodbye.
It's still.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
What, were you hoping that you would make her cry like Aunt Tess?
10 points for anybody crying.
Okay.
Okay.
10 points.
Okay, call her back. Same woman, because she's 80. Oh, she's easy. She's
Somebody's
80.
Calling us now.
You're very old, ma'am. I'll just start listening to things she won't live to see.
No.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Is this,
hi. You're calling us back?
Is this Felicia?
No. I called to say that I think Ken is number one. He's number one.
One.
He's just number one, 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 one.
But out of five, on a scale of 1 to 5, what would you rate Ken?
A one.
Oh, wait.
Exactly.
And what would you rate me on a scale of 1 to 5?
He's number one.
And how many front doors do you have?
One.
Exactly. How many cars do you own?
One.
By the way, Hank.
How many bicycles?
By the way, we're talking to Mrs. Freeman, and I just want to say...
No,
it's great
I'm not Mrs. Friedman.
That's not Mrs. Friedman?
You.
Yes,
no.
It is Mrs.
She's
Friedman.
Not speaking to me, Mrs. Friedman.
No.
Well, so you want to give Ken, and when Ken takes the lead, what would he do? He'd high-five someone, right?
No, I think
what
he'd
do you call
you're
it?
Number one.
Wait, what do you call when you put your hands together, like above your head?
Like, number one.
Oh!
One,
thank
one, 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 one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Let's see, she ended with
I'm going to ask for my five call. I'm going to give the phone number.
Okay, give the phone number.
I don't know it.
Get a five call. Go ahead.
I'm not going to say the phone number because it has a one in it.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
What is the phone
number? Oh, the area code has a one in it.
Yeah, 20, you know.
200-900-9368.
9368. You add those together, and what do you get? Five.
One.
Five. 55.
I don't think so.
Yes.
And if you add 55 together, what do you get? 10. And if you add 1 to 0, what do you get? 1.
Is this Domino's Pizzas?
No, is this
no.
Felicia?
I dialed 777-7777.
Yeah.
No, it's not Domino's Pizza.
But you know, we're offering 5 pizzas for the price of 3.
I ordered 7.
If you can answer this question, I'm going to name a song. Blank is the loneliest number.
I think it was 777.
7 is the loneliest number? No, that is incorrect.
By the way, doesn't that make the case for Randy better than anything we've ever heard? This last call.
Oh, you're upset because we're getting obnoxious phone calls? You're upset?
Yeah, I don't think
that people are calling up and being stupid.
That's abusing the phone system.
Oh,
come on, let's call some more. Okay, let's have different words now. Come on,
okay, quickly.
Parts of the anatomy.
Okay,
I'll have a nose.
You'll have nose.
Pick a part of the anatomy.
The hand.
Fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
If this is the Thunderdome,
yes.
Does that mean that Andy's like the giant retarded guy with a little midget on his back?
I'd be
and
honored.
And Ken is like the Mel Gibson kind of guy.
I applied for that role, that job, by the way. And I just, you know, there's a big written test.
I'm Tina Turner. I'm Tina Turner, but they wouldn't build the exit for me. That's all. How would Tina Turner have done if the Great Adventure had lobbied against their exit?
Ken, you lost money. Every week your Thunderdome was open. It was pathetic. By the end of Ken's tenure as a Thunderdome manager, he was bringing in folk acts.
Okay.
Janice Ian in the Thunderdome. And Melanie. And Eddie Rabbit. Eddie Rabbit in the Thunderdome. As the opening act. He had no idea how to even mount a duel.
Eddie
in the Thunderdome.
Rabbit knows how to fight.
I particularly enjoyed the bill where you had Charles Nelson Reilly and Paul Lynn.
It was just a joke, his Thunderdome duels.
That was a comic Thunderdome bill.
That was great.
If they had had an exit, people could have come.
Yeah, right. That's why people didn't come.
Oh. All right. Now, Mr. Crow. This is Mr. Crow on the phone with us.
I think it is.
Next to your mouth, what is the most important part of your body to DJ?
If you want to, and by DJ, of course, Ken means smelling any smoke in case of a fire.
My fingers.
Your fingers comprise what part of your body?
Especially when you're picking your orifice in the middle of your head.
My hand.
Your hand. Thank you very much.
Very good, sir.
Very good, sir. How proud we are.
Mr. Crow.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever see this is too obscure. Never mind. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You just think stupid. See, I'm seeing my problem. I just think too complicated.
Yeah, you're too smart for this game.
You just think so simple and so stupid, and it just works great. Plus, you have no shame.
Yeah.
You have no moral compass. You fear no repercussions.
You know, my wife got me a moral compass for my birthday a couple years ago.
And what happened?
Well, it fell like behind the seats in my Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
And then I went to get the car washed, and I couldn't find it. I think they stole my moral compass.
Well, you know, if they stole it, that means they needed one.
Really?
Yeah.
So now we're taking calls. Calls are coming in, and they know. This makes no sense. They know the rules of the game. They're calling us. It's insane.
I'm ashamed to call out anymore.
but this is just too stupid. It's like they're just going to just start reeling off words.
Oh, this is too stupid.
Well, no, if people
Mr. Let's call people randomly out of the phone book and get them to say yes or no.
Hey, by the way, that nickname is something you shouldn't call me anymore because nicknames have a way of sticking.
Mr.
I don't like to be called Mr. Let's call people out of the phone book and get them to say yes or no.
That's a bit unwieldy as a nickname.
I know. That's why I hate that nickname, and I wish I'd get a new one. Blue Eyes.
A new one.
A new one.
Exactly.
But
listen,
if we're going to have people calling in, Ken, we have to have secret words. It has to be unknown words.
Like Groucho Marx's.
Yes. Otherwise, it's a popularity contest, and I'm at a distinct disadvantage.
And why would that be?
Because I annoy people. Because of my personality, which is of no fault of my own. I was born with a personality.
I just wanted to say, this is listener Terry. When I was on Jeopardy last week, IQ was one of the questions under Meg Ryan movies, I thought you might want to know.
No, that gives you the real advantage. You were on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
You were on TV?
He won $10,000.
He won $5,000.
Right. $10,000.
Oh.
$10,000.
And if, but if you give half of that to taxes, what would you have left?
Well, I would have...
You're on Jeopardy. You don't know half of 10. All right, and how did you do? Is $10,000?
Well, I want a trip too. So actually, I'll probably get about $7,000.
And what questions did you not know, but you in on the way home you realized you should have known?
The final Jeopardy question, my second day when I lost.
Oh, tell us. We'll see.
It's too embarrassing.
No, listen. This is going to determine who wins this show.
You mean if you or I know it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoever
I agree.
Gets this question.
Okay. Go ahead, Terry. Go ahead. Ask us the question.
And remember, it's Jeopardy.
And you have to.
He's giving us the answer.
You have to ask her in the form of a question. Okay, go ahead.
This 1957 classic begins with a judge proceeding to tell a jury how to proceed.
What is 12 Angry Men?
That is correct.
Thank you.
I concede.
No, wait, and Terry, you didn't know that, huh?
No, it just went right out.
Did anyone else know it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's too bad. Yeah. What was that question worth on the show?
It was worth, I bet too much on it and I lost.
How much did you bet?
I bet $5,000.
So you
$5,000! I'll take the point. Oh. So Terry, you know what? In the future, may I suggest a little earpiece in your ear, a discreet little earpiece, and I'm at the other end with a little microphone.
What an excellent idea.
You and me, between the two of us, we made one Jeopardy contestant.
I should have called.
Okay, now ask us another question you were asked on the show.
Let's see. Another question was... the only other question I got wrong in 2 days was... this was a sport that Prince Charles lettered in at Cambridge.
Now, you want to say polo, but it's not, I bet.
No, it's not polo. Wrestling!
Nope.
I'd be surprised if it was wrestling. Mm. Swimming.
Nope.
Dodgeball.
Nope.
Dodgeball. Yeah, tetherball.
Dodgeball.
Yeah, okay.
Better than dodgeball.
Yeah, bombardment. Okay, so, what is the answer?
Polo.
It is polo.
It is polo. That's too obvious.
Oh, it seems too obvious.
Yeah,
Alex Trebek really like, Terry?
He's a goofball.
And how did you...
You know what? I think he's playing himself. He's playing an authority. He's, because during the breaks, he's like, he's all over the place. He's doing shtick. He's doing like Peter Lorre impersonations, talking about God knows what all, and he's like interacting.
If I had all the answers on little 3x5 cards, I'd be arrogant too.
Yeah.
And now, how did you get the gig on Jeopardy?
I when I first came out here to California, I went to qualify because people had been telling me to do it for years, and
was there a screening process?
Yeah, there was. You have to take a test.
Oh, then forget that.
Yeah. You just have to pay the right people.
And when will your episode be on?
The 8th and 9th of July.
Wow.
Is that shown in the New York area still?
Yeah.
No, they black out Jeopardy from the New York area.
That's right.
Because why would they black out Jeopardy in the New York area?
Because if they didn't black it out, then nobody would go to the Thunderdome where it takes place.
See, that's another management faux pas. Because holding Jeopardy contest in the Thunderdome, it makes no sense.
I would go to the Thunderdome, but I have to wait a year because I believe King World holds the rights to that as well. So I have to.
You don't even know how to. Oh, this is why. You know how long Ken managed the Thunderdome? 4.5 months. As soon as he booked Eddie Rabbit, right after the Eddie Rabbit show, the Jeopardy week was a disaster. That Eddie Rabbit, he didn't know how to book the Thunderdome. They want to see blood, you idiot. Jeopardy.
All right, you guys.
Thanks very much.
Love the show.
Thanks, yeah, right. Terry.
Thanks, Terry. Is it over yet?
Yes, it's over.
Oh,
you
thank
win.
God.
You won. What? You won the final. What is it?
Final
sudden death.
Jeopardy.
You won the sudden death question.
I take no pride in winning this show.
You won the 5 versus the 1 question.
You seem so pleased that I won. You think it's a badge of honor to lose.
You won.
No, I don't want to win. I forfeit. You win. Oh, you ridicule me when I win. I don't get respect either way. If you had won, this would have been the real mark of a man. Oh, it would have been how you measure a man, how well they do.
You are correct, sir.
How about this? I'll give you 100 points, free points, giving you the victory if you go without giving the station ID. You can do it. Come on, Ken. No one's listening. That's my promise to you. No one is listening. The FCC will never know. 100 points. You would win.
No, Andy, I must do the ID. Hey, you're going to be gone next week.
I think I might be, and if I we'll have to call our new call screener and let him know our schedule.
I'm getting a replacement for you.
Don't! Oh, no! What if he's good?
Glenn Jones is going to be filling in for you next week.
He's very good!
Yes, he is.
I'm going to be here. I'm going to quit whatever job I'm offered and be here. Oh, I'm scared.
This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. Can I still have the 100 points?
Yeah, I'll take them.
Okay.
Pay no attention to that station manager. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Open, cold, hot, cold, soft, hard. Somebody else is here!
I'm revisiting a tried and true topic, but I want to give you an introductory lesson into the 12-bar blues. Now, real quick, I have a very intensive course with tabs and charts, and it takes you through the basic blues step by step. And a little backstory, I was kind of in a transition in my career, and I was kind of scrambling every single day. And apparently my 12-bar blues, there was a lot of comments how I'm only playing 11 bars. And honestly, it's very possible because that was a kind of a crazy time of lots of multitasking going on in my life. Stressful multitasking.
I've suffered for my music, and now it's your turn.
Is now. What? The big dance craze called the shrimp. Well, how do you do the shrimp? Well, what you do is you get, it's a new dance craze. There's the dance craze called the shrimp.
I haven't heard of the shrimp.
It's very big.
I've heard of the bird. I've seen the bird.
It's bigger than the bird.
It is? Shrimps are.
The shrimp is a swinging new dance that's taking the rage by country.
Well, why don't you? Wait a minute.
Goes like this. First you put your little foot way up tight. Then you swing it to the left and you swing it to the right. Swing it all around, then you swing it to the right. You turn around and turn around, that's the shrimp.
Well, now there are plenty good room
in my house.
Now plenty good room
in my house.
Now plenty good room, honey,
in my house.
You know it's plenty good room
in my house.
Now there's room in my house, you know what I'm talking about. Now, baby, when I first met you, you said you was hard to please. I took you down to my little house. Now you don't want to leave. Now I've plenty good room
in my house.
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 Now there's room in my house. You know what I'm talking about. You. I'll do anything you say. So come on down to my little house and you'll never go away. Now it's plenty good room
in my house.
Now it's plenty good room